Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. We have a special host tonight, and that's going to be Larry. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Lady A. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. How's everything going?
So far, so good. How's the boss man, though? How's the boss man?
The boss is bossing right on.
That's a good thing. Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear you, Lady A, and I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm glad the family's doing well. That means that God is looking over you. So, you know, as long as it's that way, I'm happy for you. I'm just glad to be able to hear you again.
I'm glad to talk to you. What you got going on tonight?
Nothing, Lady A. Try to see, since Crew Chief is not in, try to see if we can get a few of these people to come on, and we can get us a good topic, a good subject, or something to talk about, or some of the events that's went on and some of the events that's going on, and see if we can kind of get us a little thing going on tonight since Buck Coochie's ain't here right now.
All right. Well, let's go straight into the phone lines, if that's okay with you. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
All
sure.
Right. We'll start with caller 313-4595. Your mic is open. Caller 313-4595. Your mic is open. Hello? Okay, guys, Larry is doing kind of a free-for-all, so if you desire to speak, please press the one button. I'll go ahead and get you on as quickly as possible.
That's why you can bring your ass to work.
Oh, okay. Well,
we hear him now. We hear him now.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and mute because he does not know he's talking on the air. Anyone else desiring to speak, please press the one button. We'll get you on immediately. We're trying to fill in for crew chief, guys. If we don't come up with some conversation, we'll end the show. And I don't want to have to do that. Larry, how was your weekend?
It was wonderful, Lady A. I had a pretty decent weekend. I got a chance to be around a lot of my friends. Earlier today, I went over by where most of the drag races meet at, and we sat around and chit-chatted for a little while. And the weekend was a blowout because them two grand boys of mine, they had me running 100 miles an hour.
That's what I do.
So, you know, I'm just glad to be here to do it, and I'm glad to be a assistant to them. So I had a real nice weekend. And looking forward to another one. I want to see these guys get it on. That's what I want to see, Lady A.
Well, what do we have upcoming that you know of?
I know we got an event going on at, let's see, at 41. We got an event going on up here in Chicago. I don't know right now what Drug Geek has got because I kind of been, you know, I haven't been steady like I used to be. Due to the fact that me and Lil Bro, we had that dilemma, and we're trying to work it out up here as fast as we can and as much as we can to try to get back on the drag racing set again, you know. So it's been taking up some quite a bit of time.
Well, I'm sure you'll get through it just fine.
Oh, yeah. As long as the good Lord keep on blessing us, baby. We're going to do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a caller. Let's see what this caller has to say. 313-0448. Your mic is open. Caller 313-0448. Your mic is open. Okay, guys, anyone want to
speak? Sound like all the Detroit people is partying today.
Yes. Yes. They called in and then do stuff in the background, but it seems like fun.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I know. Greg Jean's supposed to be having something coming up, I think, pretty soon, lady. I'm not sure. But
I haven't checked the board lately.
The last day, what was the last thing I remember? Let's see, that was, what was it? Was it that, let's see, I think I got it. I'm not sure. The next one, let's see, the August the 17th, Dallas, Texas. And then it's going to be an event at Macon, Georgia, October 19th and 20th. And then it's going to be something for Big Drag, I think, at the 20th, something down in, Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes,
I think
yes.
It's going to be something around the 29th or something of that nature, if I remember.
What's up,
lady? And the 22nd.
What's up,
22nd. Yeah. The
22nd. I do remember that.
What's up, Lady A and Larry?
Hey,
how are you?
All right,
what's going on?
We're trying to get something going, man.
Grudge, you can have another event. Well, you know, Lil Tony said he'll put a hit out on all grudging governors.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor of Michigan has not responded to him.
Well, you know, they got a new governor now. Oh, that's Danielle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a new governor now.
Yeah, they changing governors now. I guess they had a Grudging had a re-election or something going on.
I don't know. Yeah, he's the new governor. I don't know anything about a re-election.
Wayne with Slow Trash is the governor of Michigan.
Wayne with what?
Slow Trash.
Slow Gas?
Slow Trash.
Oh, okay. Slow Trash. Boy, I don't know what I'm going to do with you, man. Slow Trash.
Mm-hmm.
Why you say slow trash, Kimo?
I meant white trash. Damn, my bad, Larry. I'm getting senile. I thought it was slow trash, but I mean, I just got a text. They say it's white trash. Okay.
Okay.
My bad.
Okay.
But look, yeah. Tony's trying to entertain him, engage with him.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I ain't heard nothing about that, man.
Yeah.
What are they trying to do? Nemo, you better be careful when you talk about that, Nemo. Uh-oh. Is that slow trash? I mean, white trash? Nemo, be on the best behavior, Nemo. Zero might be getting fucked up. What's up, man? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing fine.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, it's Tim. What up, Nemo?
What's going on?
I need to know
why haven't Wayne responded to. I mean, you know what? He did respond to Tony. He told Tony.
And so he
didn't want some problems.
You know, when you're a sniper or an assassin, you don't want your prey to know you're coming. Sometimes you might just want to sit back and chop their motherfucking head off. They want to, what the fuck did that? But who's to say? I don't know.
Wow.
Oh. Well, I was just saying, Tim, are you the assistant governor of Michigan now with the governor?
I'm the collective man.
Oh. So you like Secretary of State, huh?
Nah, I'm like Secretary of Defense.
Okay. I also hear little Tony said he wanted to do something with that. You got that Monte Carlo, right?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get that worked out right now, man.
Oh, okay.
CBU. If I make that call, and I can ask little Tony's little call out, believe me, you, it's going to be some hurt stuff.
Well, I tell y'all this here, man. Tonight is free fall night, man. If y'all want to make a few calls and get a few guys here, man, on what we're doing here, man, y'all more than welcome.
Well, you know, man, I know the only guy he really want to talk to Wayne and see why Wayne tell him because he ain't win enough races. He don't want to race.
Oh, okay.
So who you want to get off, Kimo? You can interview yourself. Tell him I'm going to race you in L.A.
He said what?
We want to tell him how many races you in L.A.
Just as many as you.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, I've been street like racing, so that shit count for something, so fuck you.
we trying to see since Wayne ain't had too many himself this year. Little Tony said he can be the first one to knock him off. I mean, he can be the first to knock Little Tony off.
Wow.
Are you trying to imply Little Tony ain't raised nobody this year either? Is that what you're saying?
I'm implying what your man said to Lil Tony, since, you know, he haven't had any races or had too many races, right?
Tell Wayne
to be the first to knock him off.
Okay. You know, they got an old saying back in the day, take a horse to the water, can't make him drink. So, you know, that's that man's car. Can't make him do nothing to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Can't make him drink. Okay.
Hey, Kimbo.
Yes, sir, Larry. Yes,
did
sir.
I hear, did I hear correctly? They said that you were looking for the governor of Indiana also. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm looking to knock him down.
Oh, man. They say Kimo looking for Leon. I said, uh-oh. That means
yeah.
Kimo is ready. Kimo ready to engage.
Yeah. I'm also going to see if Lil Ron going to come to the party, too, you know?
Lil
hey.
Ron, too? So you talking about set on Kimo?
Yeah, I'm having a freak party this Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Okay. You got it going on, Lil Kimo.
Yeah, hey, I'm looking to engage with white. White Trash, one of them. Whatever they call that car, I'm looking to engage with him there.
Hey, where are you trying to do that at, Kimo?
Hold on, y'all.
That's another line
coming,
call. Somebody told me to slow down.
You coming through the door swinging.
They ain't gonna hit nobody, though.
They ain't gonna hit nobody? He's just gonna be swinging in the air. You said Kimo just gonna be swinging in the air, hitting nothing. Kimo must be the fell off. Hello?
Kimo is still on. I think he muted himself.
I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's on me.
Yeah. All right. But
Somebody got a lot of background noise, though.
I'm going to go back on mute. I'm
listening to you,
keep it going,
because
I'm
going to
hit you on your ass, goddammit.
I don't like to get hit on the ass. I like to do that ass hitting. Yeah, the governor, you know what, Larry? I think the
uh-huh.
governor.
You must be born again. You ain't hit nothing this year.
Yeah, I've been missing, man. I've been missing the holes. But guess what? I'm going to be like Tiger Woods, baby. Hey, Larry, you know, Leaky tried to put me in a trick bag earlier this week.
Talk about Leaky Leo?
Yeah, he tried to put me in a trick bag. Told me, yeah, I'll race you. Oh, Lord, you talking about this yellow car you got. Now, I ain't never seen this yellow car.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him, no, I don't want none of that. I'm trying to raise my performance.
I'm
talking about that Burgundy with the black hood on it, and it got my performance on. That's the car I'm trying to go with.
One thing for sure, I know he ain't on the line, because if he did, he would have had his hand up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now,
yeah.
Kimo, let me ask you a question. All the racing that you're trying to do, are you going out the back door only, or are you going 8 miles?
I'm going wherever these guys want to go. They want to go to the moon,
oh.
I'm going.
Okay.
I'm trying. Hey, listen. It's time for me to go or sell that motherfucker.
Can I make me a best offer right now?
Well, yeah, you could, but you know, as I whoop ass, the price substantially goes up. So you might want to wait till I get a take a L or something.
I might wait till White Trash whoop you up.
You said White Trash.
I wait to White Trash whoop you up, then we come back and play a car with your own money. And that's great.
Oh, now what if I whoop White Trash ass? You know how much you're going to have to go dig in your pocket to get Mo out.
You know, they ain't selling him and that's not pretty yet, so, you know, there's still something out there.
See, And then, if I whoop White Trash this weekend, now let me ask something, Tim. Will White Trash be in the house this weekend?
You got a pumpkin owner on that. I do not know.
Okay. I'm looking to whoop up white trash before Tony's race or at Tony's race. See, white trash got a lot of trouble. Once he denounced this, when me and him just got something going. But once he said he was the governor, well, down on his ass, look, Tony was trying to go.
So where y'all going to get it on that, Kimo? Where y'all trying to get it on at?
Hey, one thing about me, I'm going wherever the race, as long as it ain't 41.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't care for 41. They ain't never did nothing wrong to me, treating me good when I come over there, man. Matter of fact, getting the track for free, I just don't care for that track.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't never treated me wrong over there. I can't tell you they ever treated me wrong.
I think that
truck might be like the dyno that everybody don't want to go on, the one that's showing their real numbers. Yeah. I think that's right, but like I said, them people have shown me the utmost respect when I come through the gates now. I ain't telling you no lie. They took my money one time. Jerry come back to my trailer and brought me my money back. But that's not that. Hospitality ain't the issue with that truck.
So are you trying to say they charge you the wrong price? They charge you a race car price and you only got a street car? That was trying to say?
Yeah, basically. Yes, they was. Hey, look here, man. I hear we got a lot of people going down there to support drag, for drag. Look, y'all going down?
Yeah, I'm definitely going down, man. I've been almost a lifetime supporter of his, man. You know, and me and him, we've been real tight for a long time. You know, this ain't something that just started. I'm talking about 30, 40 years. You know, and I'm almost really obligated to support him.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, yeah, anything that I can do to assist him and just about anybody, you know, I'd be more than glad to do that.
Right. Well, how your brother start coming?
Pretty fair. Coming along, man. We walking it down south, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we on our way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the governor must have heard me on and didn't get on. The governor of Illinois.
Hmm.
Indiana.
Indiana governor?
Yeah, I guess he must have heard my voice.
Well, hold on. Let me see if I can get him on here for you.
What?
Kimo, you and him y'all talking. Let me see if I can get it.
You ain't got no calling, man, because I don't want to scare him before Sarah.
Oh, you don't want to scare him?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
There's a bad guy coming soon.
Yeah.
I don't want you to stand, Larry. You call him and shit.
He's
like, oh, shit. This cat mean business.
Okay. I definitely don't want to stand.
Mm-mm. Don't do that.
No. I want to come to. I want to get me a seat where I can go sit down somewhere and watch y'all do y'all thing. That's how I get out, man. I enjoy it, man.
I done put my time
in already. I'm ready to get out the way and let the younger generation do what they got to do, man, because drag racing, hey, man, drag racing and fishing, those are two hobbies of mine, man. I ain't got to do nothing else.
I wish my sweet thing was still here. He done jumped up, packed this shit, and ran down south.
What sweet thing?
Bill.
No, Kimo, you didn't say that was your sweet thing, Kimo.
Mm-hmm.
Lord,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he ain't on here neither. His hand would have been up too, Kimo.
Hey, Kimo, what's your record against Sid?
One and one. Hey, and then, we went 1-1, and then he went and shortened the track up like, shit, I can't run with that motherfucker. I got to try to lead him to the exit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. No, you know what he told me? He told me he didn't want me to stick all of my thing in him. He just want a little of it. So he's going to stick it today. Oh, sorry about that, lady. Hey, if you're still on, I didn't mean no disrespect. So, man, this is so you have a fit.
Hey, Timo.
Yeah.
When you get some BC show?
Yeah, man, BC. BC want to talk about some video shit.
Man, why every show you get on, y'all act stinky though, man? I'm still trying to figure that shit out for a little while.
I'm eating a cookie right now, man. I'm trying to chip a cookie. This is my last thing to eat right now.
Hey, you make that shit sound like you're eating ribs over there, man.
Oh, hell no. I don't like no ribs. I think that barbecue sauce on it, I don't like it.
If we got anybody else on the show that want to queue in, push the one button, y'all queue in with me and Timo. Then we having a free fall back tonight.
We got to kill
them, man. More than
glad.
Wayne and Big Drag, you're on.
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady. Hey, what's going on?
What's up, y'all?
Who is that?
Gino, you looking for me?
Yeah. What we going to do, Saturday?
Lock your ass in, man.
What you want to lock into?
1,005, man.
I don't know if I can come up with that much money, but you got $1,000.
Look, man.
Lock in.
I'm tired of you bumping your motherfucking guns, man.
Lock in. You ain't got to talk no more. Lock in. You ain't got to talk no
lock
more.
Lock in.
But it's Saturday.
Okay, how y'all running? How y'all running, Wayne? Wayne, how y'all running, man?
Head up. 400 Pro Tree. 8 mile.
You got yourself a lock-in race, sir.
Run by 6 o'clock.
You got yourself a race, sir.
And where is that taking place at?
Now, hold on. Get your other thick-ass little friend on the phone and lock his ass in, too.
You know he ain't coming to Myers. Listen.
Why not?
Hold on. Listen to my steps. Head up, pro chief. White trash. Small block to small block.
Okay, and you ain't saying nothing?
I just want to make sure. But I ain't with some. Then you know how, winter cop come with a new car and all that shit. No.
Oh, you know what? You show up Saturday. And my only stiff is I got to get through the shootout first. Cause you know I'm in the shootout, motherfucker. So don't try no old sweet shit.
Listen, Wayne, I ain't gonna play you like that. If something go wrong in the shootout or something, you don't mean nothing.
If my car running after the shootout,
okay,
it's a lock.
Okay, we got it. You got it.
All right. You hear that, Larry?
Yeah, can't be no further than that.
If my car still running after the shootout, it's a lock.
I just got Kimo fucked up. God damn. Oh, shit, my
little
mic on me. God damn it.
Man, Kimo ain't talking about shit, man. He the only motherfucking serial killer ain't killed no goddamn body. My brother ain't got no hits under his belt, man.
Hey, I'm on letter M.
Hey, man, I want to ask you a couple questions, Kimo.
Hey, y'all ain't
ready,
y'all.
When was your last win in Michigan, man?
Man, it's been about 2 years ago when I raced the white Trans Am. Back half car.
That old raggedy ass car.
It was a win, Wayne.
Man,
you like it or not.
Matter of fact, have you had any other girls race besides Biz and
Smoke Shoe?
I thought you was an international player, man. I thought you was a worldwide serial killer, man. I thought you was an assassin, man.
Hey, you gonna be the first assassination of the year.
Man, you ain't gonna do shit, man. I would bet anybody $1,000 that you won't even get in the water box come Saturday.
Wayne, listen. You ain't got the honor. If I don't raise yourself $1,000, I don't know what my mother is going to
do. I want the money. I want to fuck you up.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to fuck you up this weekend.
Man, you ain't gonna do shit, man. But bump your guns like you always do, motherfucker.
Come Sunday, y'all gonna see my Wayne ass up there.
You need to stick to eating them greasy ass ribs you always eat on the phone, motherfucker.
I ain't even much right now, man. You got me. You had me excited. I stepped on that cookie and smashed that motherfucker in the ground.
Man. Kimo, you ain't nothing.
Hey. When I hit you with this smooth sailor, you gonna be like that motherfucker with the scoop.
Hey, I hear ya. I heard this on me, folks.
Hey, this is a long way too, boy.
Hey, Wayne and Kimo, this is for charity, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to know because I wrote everything down.
Hey man, this gonna be on this gonna be on international TV. Cause guess who race that is.
If I got old.
Hello?
Hello?
I hope the motor don't cut off like a phone
did. His phone must have dropped.
Hey, man.
I mean, that happened when we already stopped. Hey, what's up, fellas? This is Dre. What's going on, y'all? Hey, Kimo, I heard you talking about coming to the rink. You coming down, too?
Hey, I'm going to try to make it down.
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
And,
somebody
need to go. If don't have her service, be all right after, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming down.
All right, we appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
If I don't be able to make it, I'm definitely going to send a donation down to you.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate all everybody doing, man. And I'd like to see y'all if you can, though, you know. But if you can't, I understand. But it'd be a good thing. I think, you know, going to have a lot of all of the big heavy hitter guys, you know. And even the guys that's not even on the heavy hitter status, you know, they're going to be there, too, as well. They committed, man. So it's going to be a big, big race, you know.
Hey, Greg. Yes, sir. And we're going to have to come to Kimo, of course, because if he gets down there Saturday, he'll be so fucked up. He'll be sitting that down there. We got to get his whole ass whole blue out. Hey, Greg, I hope Tim's bet reflects. I'm going to smoke that chicken out your motherfucking mouth.
Hey, man,
I'm almost guaranteed that Junior's going to be pulling the shoe at the 3:30 on white trash. Man, stop it, man. I'm almost guaranteed he's going to be letting the laundry out.
But Kimo, all you gotta do is bet on the gap, baby. You on, man. I don't bet on the gap, but I guarantee you're gonna see that shoot. No, my God. Am I on the radio? Yeah, you on the radio. Okay, I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
This little Fred, everybody. Hey, look, man. It's one of the Motor City Waffle guys, man. Why they didn't want to race because you became governor? Ain't that why they didn't want to race before the governor? Whoa, little Fred. Whoa, my ass. Big Fred. Whoa, my ass. You must just got around a race team saying that I didn't want to race before you got the governor.
I ain't saying no name. They say you throw a rock in a pack of dogs, one holler, goddamn.
Yeah. Hello.
I'll wait.
Hey, Fred, I hope you'll be on the barbecue. Hey, Fred, I hope you'll be barbecuing one time I'm whooping on Wayne's ass.
Couldn't hardly hear what she said.
Now she said she didn't mute Wayne Mike. He even went somewhere.
Yeah.
He just dropped off.
Huh?
Is Wayne still on, Lady A?
No, he dropped off. Oh, here he is. Hold on. Here he is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm back. See, look. I'm on the highway, man. My phone keeps dropping the call now.
Okay,
so
okay.
I can't hear everything y'all saying, man. This is the third time she had to get me back on.
Okay.
Hey, man, where you coming from? You on the highway.
Hey, man, you know it's my day off. You know I ain't at work today. You don't hear the background noise, motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey. We never said anything about the bars. Take the bars off of that.
Hey, look, Chemo, my phone fading in and out, man. So when I said this shit, I don't know if y'all heard me or not, motherfucker, but I'm making it loud and clear. Do you want to race or you want to bullshit, man?
Hey, I'm leaving my... I came to win, man. I ain't taking nothing off the car. I ain't never run the car without bars.
Okay, who you see me run with bars, Chemo?
Don, who the hell you ran with bars? I ain't paid no attention, man. I have never paid no attention to all your races.
Hey, man.
But when we locked it in, we never discussed anything about a bar. All you said, as long as you got oil pressure.
I said it twice, man.
You make it through the shootout.
I said it twice,
man. Get my ass down.
I said it twice. Head up, 400 Pro Tree, my 28, your 29, small block to small block, my power adder, your power adder, no bars. If I got oil pressure,
no
that shootout. As long as I got oil pressure when that shootout is over with.
Hey, listen, I'm going to go and look through it. But, listen, Larry was writing things down, I thought he said, or he was listening. He, like Mr. Larry said, he never heard you say no bar.
I heard neither one of y'all make no stipulation about bars. I heard nothing about bars mentioned at all.
Well, I said, I don't know if my phone was going in and out, but I said this shit. I know better. He ain't about to get me like that, man. Go on with that bullshit.
Good God. Man, hey, I ain't running nowhere in America without bars.
I mean, damn, Chemo, it always got to be some bullshit, man. If you a motherfucking serial killer, man, what the fuck
hey,
you need some training wheels for, man?
Hey, listen. You said I wasn't a serial killer. Serial killer, it don't matter how you come. I ain't telling you to take nothing off that car. I said, as long as you got a small block, I don't care if you got a 29, a 315, you come around with you can put your bars on. I don't give a fuck.
I don't have Willie Bob brackets.
Well, I do.
I don't know what to tell you there, man.
I know it.
You go back and listen to the show. I'm gonna go back and listen to the show. Cause I know what the fuck I said.
You didn't say nothing about bars. That's for sure. You told me to get my weak ass down, and that's what I told you. Come on.
Chemo, you ain't gonna do shit.
Hey, listen, I ain't complaining about Lil Tony. Where y'all at? Where about Lil Tony? You ain't finished the criteria, so get on out of the way, man. I ain't asking nobody to say shit at all.
Chemo,
okay,
man,
what
is you so scared of, man? What's the part you can't get down with no buyers, man?
I'm running. Chemo, they run with your drunk and hope you brought them up. That's all. I'm running my car as shit.
You fucking the game up, man. You don't want to race, man.
Nah, that sounds like you, big dog.
You got motherfuckers calling you out for the 31st.
Listen, you came on here, I accept your challenge. Now you want to bag out.
That ain't me begging. I'll tell you get your ass down,
seriously. I'm telling you like it is, motherfucker. I'm telling you how I'm racing, man. You ain't coming with the motherfucking sister sticks. Better leave them at your home. Leave them in the trailer room. You pull up to that motherfucking line, they better not be on that motherfucking car.
You didn't lock that in, homeboy. You didn't lock that in. We ain't gonna leave all. I know you ain't locking in. Larry knows you ain't locking in. Yeah, I just stopped playing that stip game and start listening.
You got the
little
message
over there, man. Change the motherfucker
down, man. Scared to lock in with Turbo GT? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello,
are you still on the team, Uncle? Fred?
I'm back, man. Let's see what I was about.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now you have a problem here. Now you heard. I thought you heard everything.
No,
I told you that bullshit was going in and out, motherfucker.
No, I was on the other line, homeboy. But
what you want to put Turbo GT on the 31st?
I'm trying to fuck you up. Why are you worried about Turbo GT?
I asked you a question, man.
I'm trying to fuck you up, Sherry.
Like,
why are you worried about
it? Just like you asked me about the Bumblebee, I'm asking you about Turbo GT. I'm worried about you right now. What you want to do?
I'm worried about you right now. What you want to do?
What you want to do, man? What you want to do, man?
What do you? Ryan, listen. We worried about me and your car. We ain't gonna contact this shit.
Listen, can you hear me? Listen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Kimo, can you hear me?
Listen, I'm gonna sub. Okay, we sub.
Kimo, can you hear me? Kimo,
listen, what you wanna do Saturday, Wayne? With your car. I ain't running to get nobody else's car. What you wanna do Saturday with your car?
400 Pro Tree, my 28 to your 29, my small block on spray to your turbocharged small block, no Willie bars, run after the shootout, as long as I got oil pressure.
I'm coming to win, man.
Okay, well, sit your ass at home, man.
Yeah, I know. You the one locked in, and then your fag ass want to bag out. But you get
up,
Kim. You got 29. Put Wayne some 29s on.
They don't fit, man.
Well, that ain't my problem, homeboy.
You want to run 29s and bars.
Hey, man, listen here, man. Put Wayne some on, man.
Hey, man. See, one thing you got to understand, them two guys on the phone with me know I ain't running nobody with no Willie bars.
Man, come on, man.
They already know, man.
Man,
that's
you locked in. You jumped
hey,
out
look,
there
man.
Locked in for
hey, look,
all we
man.
Got to do is,
hey, look,
is Kimo, go back Kimo, and listen
Kimo,
to the show.
I'm not gonna do that shit that you and Brian Daly did that day on the phone.
I ain't with all that shit.
We gonna get this shit squared now.
It was squared.
We done been through too much bullshit to end up right here, man. I'm telling you right now, Kimo.
All right,
sure, if you want to the bar,
then
you're going to get raised.
Okay. Listen this. I take my bars off. You put the weight in your car.
I do it.
Just as much as me.
Say it again.
I take my bars off. You put weight in your car. You weigh just as much as me.
Shit, I might weigh more than you now. Shit.
Nah, you don't weigh more than me.
Shit, I got a fat bitch.
No, you don't. We're going to put them on the scale. Listen, we put them both on the scale. We're going to put the weight in the car. See what each other weigh, and you weigh just as much as me.
Okay, then, if you want to play that game, goddamn, Kimo, you get on 28s then.
I don't got no other side. Kimo, man.
Let's stop doing this, man.
Let's stop doing this, Kimo. We're going to move on because this race ain't going to happen. That man just, the national, everybody on this phone heard your ass didn't say nothing about Bob. So we're going to move on. You said. You came on and tried to buffalo me and I accepted your challenge. Now you come back trying to change something. Oh, take your bars off.
Amen. No bars, man. No bars. Simple as that, man. I ain't gonna say that you argue with you, man. I'm not, Kimo, I told you my days of arguing with you is over with, man.
Man, yeah, let's move on because you don't want to race, Wayne. You don't want to race.
Okay, but I'll race and you don't.
All right. Well,
I've been out racing.
I ain't begging you to take nothing off. I told you, get your ass off the track.
How many races are you here this year, Kimo?
Okay, but listen, homeboy, did I ask you?
How many races are you here, man?
You fucking the game up, man. I told you, I'm not racing, motherfucker. I don't turn on one door.
I'm not doing that shit.
One thing we do know, your ass come back and try to take this off. Say, I ain't told you to take shit off.
Hey, man. Okay.
You see, you and your cheerleader thought I was going to bag up. I told you, get your ass down for that fast out.
Hey, you still can lock in, man.
Wait.
Both them motherfuckers got cars, too. You can't call them motherfuckers no cheerleaders. Them motherfuckers got cars of their own. That's all theirs.
Hey, listen. So go on with that bullshit. Hey, listen.
Motherfucker, as much as you have that yellow and black cheerleading outfit you got, motherfucker, see.
Hey, but guess what? That yellow and black cheerleader telling you to get your ass down, too, and telling both of them to get down. Tell him
to come on Saturday. I'm going to be there. And I'm going to be there the following week.
Hey, listen. I'm going to sit in and
Let me tell you something about that. Let me tell you something about that yellow car, man. Ain't nobody gonna be racing that motherfucker all on his terms, all on his turf, man.
Well, that motherfucker come out and race other places too, man. We ain't gonna talk about the yellow car. I think you got the break to the quarter with white trash.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. You will want to give me the break at an 8 mile race to the quarter. God damn. That's some tough ass shit right there, Kimo.
I told you you can start the race.
I'm at an 8 mile race, racing 8 mile cars, and you want to give me the break to the quarter.
I told you you're a bad motherfucker, Kimo.
That's some tough shit right
the
there, man.
I know. But I ain't told you to take nothing off your shit. I told you get your ass. All right. We're going to come back. Get your ass down.
Say it again.
I told you. We're going to cover your bet, now get your ass down.
No problem.
You come back on 8 miles, small block to small block,
my 28 to 29, no bars. Simple as that.
Oh, man, I can't believe the Never Scared Camp. Then this is our governor of Michigan.
Come on, let's go and make this shit happen. The governor of Michigan versus the fake-ass race of the year.
Hey, can you get the governor of
the governor,
Illinois?
The governor versus the fake-ass race. Let's get this shit on.
Hey, listen.
can y'all get the governor of Indiana on? Because this governor of Michigan, he ain't who he's supposed to be.
How many races you got?
I'm going to race you if you lock your ass in for Saturday.
Nah.
Which you supposed to have already had your ass locked in, but something gave you cold feet, man.
I got my stiffs. I know how I'm racing.
Something gave him cold feet, man.
You the last motherfucker around here with Willie Bob
feet,
trying
man.
To race to the quarter,
uh-huh.
man.
You fucking the game up, man. You know what? You tell that big-headed motherfucker to get your ass out of the track without the Willie Bob. What about my boss? You get your ass on the side of it.
No, I kiss my ass with the Willie Bob, motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, huh? Governor of Michigan. I don't
want to
do nothing.
I tried him already. I tried him.